Okay, let me just tell you, one thing I got a big kick out of. I was reading some Bertrand Russell in his Conquest of Happiness, and he called this kind of thing, I guess we'd call it, Byronic unhappiness. And this is a particular affliction of the educated. So let me read this to you. It is common in our day to suppose that those among us who are wise have seen through all the enthusiasms of earlier times and have become aware that there's nothing left to live for. The men who hold this view are genuinely unhappy, but they're proud of their unhappiness. We see that, right? How many people you really know that really, especially in the media, they really seem to be happy about them. But they're proud of their unhappiness, which they attribute to the nature of the universe and consider it to be the only rational view for an enlightened man. I'd say that's a common theme that I hear a lot. Another thing that we run into, fragmented, conflicting higher selves. Again, Sherry's going to talk a little bit more about that. I've inferred about it a little bit. But example of that is we have a source of huge inner conflicts. For example, think of some of the conflicts we have. You know, the person who, when they work, they feel depressed or unhappy because you're working too hard and you feel like you want to be playing. When you play, you feel guilty because you feel you should be working, right? Because you haven't got these two parts of your life integrated into some kind of an agreement or some kind of thing that's worked out so that you're both fit into your life, into a bigger plan. Okay, so that's just sort of a little simple example of what fragmentation leads to. It leads to all kinds of inner conflicts like that between yourself and your family or yourself and your work. So the different parts of your life, when you feel like you've got all these demands in your life, they're all competing with each other, they're all trying to get your attention, and you feel all this conflict inside from all the pressures inside, how do you resolve those things and get okay with them? You've got to look up, like, and I think of our higher selves being sort of like the Supreme Court that makes the ultimate decisions, and it helps guide us as to how much time to give to this and to that and how to set our priorities. Okay, so fragmented ultimate concern, a person doesn't have that. So they're going to be filled with conflict, with anxiety, with confusion, indecisiveness, and so forth.